Okay, let's begin. Let's begin. I hope everyone have a good Shabbos. I want to begin with the following. Let's begin, guys. First, let's clarify the nekudas that we had on Thursday. Number one, the first nekuda I want to clarify is the following. Baruch Hashem, I found. We mentioned the Gzeir of Ula, that an Arusa that marries a Bas Yisrael, an Arusa that marries a Kohen, has the schus to eat Truma Midiraisa, yes? Midrabanan, there are two Gzeiras why we stopped that. What are the two Gzeiras? Simphon, maybe the Mekach Tal, so see a Muminer, and therefore the Mafre, she ate Truma when she wasn't married. And what's number two? Gzeir of Ula. What did Ula, the Halagam Meir, say? She might give to her brother. And sisters, as it says in Hamad Aleph. But I had quoted in the name of the Meiri that she'll also feed her father. So Ben pointed out very astutely, if you look in Daf Yud in the Meiri says, Fakir, the father's a gadol, he'll be careful not to eat it. So it's not the Meiri. So I was thinking and thinking, Baruch Hashem, we had a siyata d'shmaya. I remember it was the Rambam. Please get it down, the first horror. The first nekud is the Rambam in Hilchos Trumas points out that the din is that the father will what? Will end up eating it too. You'll feed the father. Okay? Where's the Rambam? In Hilchos Trumas, let's get the markers. We'll never forget it. The rest of our lives. It says in the Rambam, in Perek Vav Halacha Gimel. Please take a look. I'll read it out loud to you. Vav Halacha Gimel, Baruch Hashem. We found it. In Hilchos Trumas. I think it was a different halacha. It wasn't Vav Gimel. Rather, what was it? On Hamanov, you see the makarer? They give two makaris for it. Let's look in Ches Zion, it says Beferish. Which halacha did we say it was? You have Hamad Aleph? What are the two makaris the Rambam quotes there? On Hamad Aleph. We got a lot to do here, Lamaisa. So what is it? Hamad Aleph. I'm going to read you the first marker. Vav Gimel in Trumas. I'm sorry. Vav Gimel in Trumas. You with me? It says, Asru Chacham Achit Kanskub Xer Hashem Atakal Truma La'aviyah U'la'acheha K'shiyarusa Beis Aviyah. Let's get it. Vav Gimel. Hilchos Trumas. 6-3. Rambam is against the Meiri. Dafka says, Fakir. The father, the God will be careful. That's number one horror. You got it? Vav Gimel. Okay, number one. Number two, we want to clarify. You'd ask me, Nara Marasa, when she takes Nadarim, who revokes her Nadarim? The father and the Chassan in a partnership. When it's a Nara Nesua, who has exclusive rights? The husband. Nesua. Now what about if it's a Bulgaris? A Bulgaris Arusa, no one can annul her vows. Only if from the time she's in Nesua does the husband gain the rights. What's the Mishnah? I gave it to you, Beferish, the first Maramakom, and Ayin Gimel Amid Beis. The Ayin Gimel Beis in the Dharm. Please get it. It says, Bogerish Shas Shnim Sarchash Romana Shloshim Yom, Rabbozer Omer Hoyo Baal, Achai Mazonas Yafir Chamrom, Ain Baal Mefer, Achi Tekonis Lurishuso. Plain and simple. Achi Tekonis Lurishuso. And writes the Ramanuch in the Dharm. I underlined it. I mean, I please save the place. Pirik Yidal Vlachas 11:8. Plain and simple, guys. Nothing. He has no rights to what to Nisuan. You got it? That's number two, Nakuda clarified. And number three, Ein Oichel Meperis Bechaya. What's Ein Oichel Meperis Bechaya mean? Please get it. You have a grandfather who only had a daughter. And then that daughter only had a daughter. You got it? The middle woman, the mother, predeceases her father. Yes? So she dies, then her father dies, and who's Yorish, the grandfather? Really, the daughter can, but she's dead. She's through the kever. She's Yorish through the kever. So who gets it? The granddaughter. That's our case. And Eino Choperoseh means what? What's Eino Choperoseh mean in the Gemara? You guys tell me, what does Eino Choperos Bechaya mean? That the father cannot what? Cannot touch her peiros. We make a treasure house for her, and that she won't use it when she's a ketana, she's immature, and we let her use it when she's a gedola. If she dies, the father would be archer, but the father can't touch it. You got it? Because it's through the line. Now, Ben and Pinchas asked me about Baal Yoris' Ishto. That's only if the what? The husband's, that's only if what? The mother had it when she was alive. It was muchsuk and not ra'ui. Do you know those two words? Please get it. Gemara Baba Basra, Kufi and Gimel and Aleph. The Baal never takes from his wife stuff that's owed to her. That's called ra'ui. Muchsuk means already in her bank account. This stuff is not in her bank account. She died already. So then her father dies. So the father gives her the property when she's in the kever, but she's dead already. So you, Ben and Pinchas asked, let the Baal get it? No! That's only when she already had it is the Baal Yarishishto. You got me? That clarifies the third Nakuda. Clarification. Always Baruch Yitzchukhas. With the help of Hashem. Yes?
What if there's no grandchild in this case?
That's the case, Lamaisa. The cow is the grandchild, the granddaughter.
No, I'm saying, what if there was no grandchild? Just Halach Lamaisa.
Yes?
If there was a father, and then he had a daughter...
I mean, he had no relatives. You have to check whether he has brothers.
No relatives.
He has no relatives. Who's going to get it?
Then the wife. Then the.
Would the son-in-law get it?
Yeah. This is
I don't know. Yeah. I don't think so. We got to check the din. I don't think so. Maybe it's Hefker.
It would just be Hefker.
Maybe we have to check the din, but that's not relevant to our case. But you're asking good. You have to check the din. You have to check those. You got to know those Mishnayos and Yesh Nochlin well. Okay. Lamais have to chazer them. That's the din. What'd you say? Kuf Yud Gimel Amar Af Baba Basra. The Baal only is Yorish what the wife had in the account, Muksuk, not what she's going to get. Yes, what do you say?
How could
we have to instead of going to the father? Well, we only say that by a gear. There's got to be some relatives. There's got to be some blood relatives, like Adam's saying. Let's say there is no blood relatives. What do you do? I don't know. We have to check the din. But I don't think the son-in-law gets it. I don't think. Okay? We have to check the din if the son-in-law gets it. I don't think so. Okay, we have to check. A gear that has no Yorshim is Hefker. A gear. But a Jew that was born a Jew is not a gear.
A gear doesn't have any Yorshim.
Yeah, right. All right, so we have to see. We have to check the din. Okay. Fine. So those are the first three Nakudas I want you to get. Let's go, guys. We got a lot to do. Okay? The Gemara had a Shiloh. Let's see inside. Look inside. Yibayalu, look inside, Adam. Yibayalu, Biyo, Nisun Oso, Eris and Osa. Nafkimina, Liorsha, Latamalu, Afrin, Nidura. Iyamra, Nisun Osa. If the Biyo does Nisun as well, then Yorshi inherits from Matamala, goes to cemetery, made from Nidura, abolishes from Nidura. Viyamra's Eris and Osa, and Yorsha, and Matamala, and made from Nidura. So my, what's the din? Amar Abaye, Tashma. Av Zakai Bebito Bekedesha Bekes Beshtar Obiya. We said a Zakai Bebito Bekedesha Bekes gets a Kesef, he gets a Shtar. Bia means he can hire or charge money, the Yishami says, or he can give her over on anyone wants. Ba Korcha, that was Toises and Rashi. Zakai Bemtsiyasa, Maisi Adem, Ba First Nidra, Mekabal, Skita, Vein Ocho, Peres, Bechaya. We just said that. Nises, however, if he gets married, then yes or love of the Baal takes over more. Shocho peris b'chayeha, that he eats peris b'chayeha. Let's just note it. Please get it. Okay? Let's just note it. Alach l'mayis. It's very interesting. What does Nisis yes or al-Baleha mean? What does Rashi say? That he gets more. What does Rashi say? Rashi says, Nisis, he gets everything more. Right? Yeah, Rashi says he gets everything, the Baal gets everything that's listed above and more. Nisis, yes or love a Baal. He eats the Peris Bechayeha because he has the ability to have Nixim Malug. Okay? Please get this. The Rishash Exubis, David, great to see you. The Rishash says Exubis, you'll take Tamar Makaimis on Yudom and Aleph. Okay? Yudom and Aleph. Okay? The Rishash Exubis asks the following Kasha. Please get it. It says that a Baal. It says the father is Zakai Bafaris Nadareha. Yes? The Rambam writes in Ilchus Nadarim, Pirik Yud Beis Alach Aleph, that a Baal is made for any type of neder of his daughter. Please get it. The father can be made for any neder of his daughter, any kind of neder. Pirik Ilchus Nadarim, Pirik Yud Beis Alach Aleph. Yes. But a husband is only limited to made for Nadarim of Inui Nefesh, Udvarim Shebeno Lebeno. In other words, if it's not relative to him, doesn't relate to him, the husband cannot make for it. It's only things, let's say, I don't know if she's going to get sick, or she doesn't have tashrish with him. Things of that sort that relate to him, or inui nefesh is going to hurt her, or beno lebeno, then he has the ability to make for nedarim. But the scope of the father is all wide and expansive. He can make for any type of a nedarim. That's what the Shita Sarambam is. It's against the Rush in the Ran and Taisis in the Darm, Dafayin Tes. Taisis in the Darm and Dafayin Tes is the scope of the father is the same. Rak nederim shebono lebeno o inui nefesh. Okay, but if you hold like the Shita Saram, the Rishash has a very sharp kasha in Ksubis. If it's true, then the Mishnah should have elucidated Shebezeh Av Yosem Yabal. I mean, the Mishnah is comparing the father and the husband, right? If the Mishnah is comparing the father and the husband, on one hand, according to the Rambam, it's not really true. The father has one up the husband. Because the father's scope's not limited, whereas the husband's is. No, against the Rishon, the Rosh, Ran, and Tisus. It's the same. You follow me? Rishash is kasha? So Rishash answers like this. The Rishash answers, Halach Lamaisa, it's Mitar, it's the Rishash, Api Mashakos Rabbi Kivager says. You could ask, why doesn't it also teach the Abba is Yorish HaKol, and the Baal's not Yorish Beroi? We just got through saying. The father's Yorish his daughter and everything, even stuff that's owed to her. Yes? Even stuff that's owed to her. Halach Lamaisa. The father's Yorish. Halach Lamaisa. But the husband's only Yorish things that are in the account. So Rabbi Kivager says, and I want you to get this, the Mishnah is only mentioning things that are Chaluk and Lagamri. Shebezeh yesh, ubezeh ain. But dvarim shem ikra din, they're equal. Just there's difference in details that the Mishnah didn't get into. If you say like that, then we can answer the kasha by a forest of dharm as well. Then we can answer the Mishnah also by a forest of dharm. In other words, the Mishnah was just saying differences where the whole category exists by one and not by the other. Namely, ochel peiros. The husband can eat the peiros, the father cannot. That made the Mishnah. But things where the category does straddle both, but there's detailed differences, that the Mishnah didn't touch. Namely, it didn't touch Yerusha, because there's a nuanced difference by Yerusha. The husband doesn't get Ro'i, but the father gets Ro'i and Muksam. But he does get somewhat Yerusha, so it didn't touch it. You follow me? So too, it didn't touch Afaras Nadarm. Even though the scope is bigger, by the father, that's a nuanced difference. You follow me? So that's where Rabbi Kivager wants to be Mechadish. Okay, we got it? Is that clear?
What does the Rambam say?
The Rambam says a father can be made for all types of the dharma of the girl. Husband can only do things that are dvarm shebeino lebeina and inui nefesh. Beino lebeina means like marital issues, and inui nefesh if she's going to make herself sick, let's say by taking the dharma not to eat food, things of that sort, okay? But stam that if they don't germane her, she's not going to use a piece of paper ever. Right?
Where is that
the Rambam is in Uchus Nedarim, Perik Yud Beis Halacha Aleph, Chlorkite.
Yud Beis
Halacha Aleph, correct. 12-1. You got me? The Chlorkite. Yeah? All right. David, it's good to see you. Every day, Ritzifus. I hope you'll be coming for Shabbos too.
Yeah.
Oh, great. This is Shem. It's great, great. Building. Okay, you got me? You got it so far?
Yes.
Through that Rishash's answer?
Can we go through the whole mile?
Yes, no problem. The Mishnah elucidates that the husband has more than the father. Namely, in what sense? Because he can eat the peiros. Yes, or about shochel peiros b'cheh. 1 second. According to the Rambam, the father has something over above the husband. If you're comparing the father and the husband, the father's ability to make for nedarim is any type of nedarim. The husband's only limited to b'dvarim shebeino lebeino inui nefesh. So why don't you say that the father's yes or love the Baal? So that's the Rishash's kasha on the Rambam. We should note, though, we said it was a machlokes, Rosh, Ran, and Tosfos in the Nedarim, that they both say that the scope of the father is the same as the husband. The father can only what? Kolim Eifin Dvarim Shebeino Lebeino, or Avinui Nefesh. Obviously, that's not marital things between the father and the daughter. They can't get married. But it means whatever, you know, whatever the things of Beino Lebeino will be, you know, father and a daughter. Those things are limited.
Rosh,
Ran, and Tisus. Tisus in the Durham, Dafai, and Tesum, and Aleph. Okay? You got me?
Where's
the Tisus? Ayin, Tesum, and Aleph in the Durham. Okay? You got me? Okay. So Rabbi Kivager says the Mishnah should have said that difference. So Rishash answers based on Rabbi Kivager. Rabbi Kivager writes, the Mishnah, Rabbi Kivager asked another Kasha. Why didn't the Mishnah say Yerusha? Right, the husband is the father is Yorush's daughter. Everything, not just Muksuk, but also Roy. But the husband is only Yorush's wife if it's what Muksuk. Yes, so that's another thing that the father's one up the husband. What's the answer? The Mishnah is only listing things where a category exists by one and not by the other. Those two categories, namely Hafaris and Darmanusha, exist by both. They're just nuanced differences. So that didn't make the list in the Mishnah. You following? Mishnah only wanted to teach categories that exist by one and not by the other. Okay? Clear?
Okay.
Good. Okay, so what does Gemara say? Gemara says we have a raya. It says ketani bia, ketani nises. Obviously, what if it is ketani bia, and then it says nises? Bia doesn't do nisuin; it only does kedushin. Yes, wasn't that the kasha? It's not a kasha; it's a raya to be poshed to shiloh. So, what's the Gemara's answer? Kiktani nises ashara. What's kiktani nises? What's nises going and what's ashara mean? What's ashara? It's going on kesef and shtar. Excellent. Kesef and shtar doesn't do nisuin, but it's possible Bia might do nisuin. Remember, you point out on Thursday, it's not ironclad. You just rejected the ride. But don't go the other way and say, I have a ride. The other way, just it's open. It's possible. Remember? Remember, we always stress that? Okay. Please get this. The Ritva, here on the spot, the Shita Lonotalmi, and the Marit, and the Pnei Yoshua, all asked the Kasha, why didn't the Gemara bring a raya from the word Nises? Why didn't the Gemara bring a raya from the word Nises? And it didn't prove, why does the Gemara bring a raya from the word Nises? It should have proved it from the Mishnah that says, Av Zakai B'mitziyaso Ma'aseh first in the Torah. You follow what I'm saying? You could prove from those phrases, Av Zakai B'mitziyaso Ma'aseh first in the Torah, that Bia only does Erisin. Because if it did Nisuin, then the father wouldn't get it. Because why does Gemara have to bring the raya from Nises? Bring it from the earlier dinim. Av Zakai Bito, get the kasha down. Av Zakai Bito. Bring a raya from those phrases. Why does the father get it? Must be that Bia only creates Erisin and not Nisuin. Otherwise, the father wouldn't get anything. So why did the Gemara have to bring the raya from Nises, right? Could have brought a raya from the word what? Could have brought a raya from those dinim from before. The Marsha adds another kasha. He says, why don't you bring a raya from Mekabel Gita? Mekabel Gita. If Mekabel Gita, doesn't that obviously show that it only created Erisin? Because it created Nisuin, and we're going to see in the Taisus, right? Marsha must be following Taisus. We're going to see Bez Hashem. What's Tosas Maskana? Can a father Mekabel get for a Nisua? Yes or no? What's Tosas Maskana? We're going to see the Taisus today, Bez Hashem. Can a father Mekabel get for a Nisua? No, a Ketana. So Marsha's echoing that. Since it says Mekabel Gita, must be what? That the bee only created Erisin. Otherwise, a father couldn't be Kabbalah again. So why didn't the Gemara bring a raya from that phrase? You hear these kashas? It's trail kashas. So the Ritva answers that it was pushed to the Gemara. That you could always answer that's going on a shar, kesef and shtar. The problem is, in the Seifa, when you say Nises, it's mashmab. Up until that point, we were not talking about Nisuin. That's what he's saying. Up until that point, weren't talking about Nisuin. Once it says Nises, that means Nisuin. And therefore, the Gemara jumps on that and says, you know what? Halacha l'maisa, there's a big problem, l'maisa, because it's clear from the Mishnah when it says Nises that it means what? That means Nisuin. Right? That means Nisuin. So it's pretty clear, halacha l'maisa, that you see the Dabiya l'maisa. Up until that point, you see all the other ones, you could answer, I guess it was talking about Shar, Kesev and Shtar. But once it says in the Sefer Nises, it's Mash McClure, no matter what you did, we were not talking about Nisuin. You follow me? All those phrases from before, you could always say the Gemara knew Ashar. You know what I'm saying? But once it got up to Nises, the Gemara said, oh man, that shows it's definitely nothing accomplishes what Bia even did not accomplish Nisuin. So you could always say it's going on Kesef Shtar, but once you get to Nises, it's Mashma what? Everything up to that point only made Erisin, including Bia. You got me? So that would answer that kasha. The truth is, the Taisa Rosh also says that Bemis, the Kavanas of Gemara, is to prove from the Mishnah, and I want you to get this, is proving from the line, Ha'av Zakai B'mitziyasa Ma'asidef Arsenal Makabas Kita. He Taka says the kasha is right. You follow me, Ben? The Taisa Rosh says the kasha of the Gemara was not from the Lashon what? When it says Ketani Bia, Uktani Nises, it's Lav Dafka. Really, the kasha is on the first line of the Gemara, which is very difficult because it should have said Ketani Bia, Uktani Avzakai, you know what I mean? If that was the kasha, it should not have said Ketani Nises. But that's how the Taisa Rosh Taka says. That's the Kavanas of Gemara. You know, it's not the end of the world, the Taisa Rosh, I think, would respond, because Nises was the last word, you know what I mean? But it really didn't mean it. Kind of like the Chule. It really meant from the first line, that was the Kasha. Okay? So I want you to get those Nakudas down, Halach L'maisa. Okay, we got it? Ben, you follow me? Okay. You got that chlor? It's easier to rub the shtender or the table, no? You stay up with the shtender, yeah? Okay, good. We got it? You got what I'm saying? The diuk? Okay. Let's start the places. Go ahead. Let's go. Let's go, Simi, inside. Look inside, David. Tosas Dermasco, Umakabal Skito. Let's go. We got a lot to do. Go ahead. You got to read the Dibra Masco. Go ahead. Excellent. So you have a katana that got married with Nisuin, and then God forbid she's getting divorced when she's still a katana. So Toza has a legitimate suffix. Can the father Makabal again? Because in the Mishnah, what did it say? Makabal Eskito was talking about before Nisuin. So Toza shifts in and says, what happens if you go one more stage and you say what? What happens if you go one more stage and you say katana Nisua? Is she still under her father's auspices, Yosef, to Makabal again? We got that clear? You always got to think what's in the Gemara and then shift it to the Rishon, right? This is a great example. Mishnah had it by Arison. Tosa says, what's the story of Nisuin? Now, please get this down. Many Gedol Achroinim, okay? Tosa says, we're going to see in the end of the Bezer Shem says it's not good. But the Chazanish Dan's Lamais, is this suffix of Tosis only by a Ketana or even by a Nara? What do you say? Please get this down. Because Tosa said explicitly he was talking about a Ketana, yes? Can you entertain Tosa Suffolk even by a Nara or not? Okay? So the Maharit and the Pnei Yoshua say absolutely not. The Suffolk of Tosa Dafka by a Ketana, a Nara, she's on her own. She's out of the father's auspices and done. There's nothing to talk about. You are done. And it's Meduyik and Tosis. He only mentioned Ketana. He didn't mention Nara. I think it's very Meduyik because the Mishnah that we quoted, the Tashma, is talking about even a Nara. Okay? Poshup Shat, Lamaisa, right? Isn't the Mishnah talking about both? A Ketana and a Nara. No, Poshup Shat, right? Av Zakai Bebita, what's the Pshat in the Mishnah? When it says Av Zakai Bebita, what's it talking about, the Pshat in the Mishnah? Also Ketana Vinarusi, you follow me? No? Saying the Mishnah that was quoted from Ketana Nara. Then Tosa says, oh, Makabal is Gita. And he says only the word Ketana. He probably meant Ketana. I'm just saying from the Dikonis of Taisus, I think that's the Poshup Shat. And but they have a Svar and say, when she's in Nara, she's on her own. Chazonish says as follows, in Simon Kuf Memches. That was the Marit and the Pnei Yoshua. They both say that Taisus meant what he meant, and he meant Ketana, and he did not mean Nara. And he says, "Beferish Shalach Lomaisa." Now that gets married, the father cannot be kabbalah get. Once she's married, the father has no reshus in her. When she's an ara, we learn that from Ksuas by a forest nadarm. By a ketana is no shaykes by a forest nadarm. I mean, there is by 11 years old. There's a mufla somach leish. I was a little bit bothered by that. A mufla somach leish. There is a notion of nadarm. Remember we said that for a boy 12 and a girl 11, a year before the special kiddush kosov that it's chal. But Lamaisa, I think he meant by Ketana in general, we don't have that parsha of a forest Nadarim. So Allah Lamaisa, that's why when it's Poshet, says the Pnei Marit and the Pnei Yeshua, that the Sovik does only Ketana, but not a Nara. She's on her own. Says the Chazanish, okay, let's chisel it down further. Chazanish says, what's the Sovik at Taisvis? Kola Torakula, when you get married, what's the din? Nisuin, she's out of the Rishis of who? Of her father. Where is that Gemara? Please get it down. We want to know everything. Yud Chesem and Beis and Kedushin. It says, Kevin Shinisus, Ein Lavia Rishuspo. It's a Mishnah Ksubis, Mem Gilmo and Beis. But the Lashna Gemara is Kevin the Nisus, Ein Lavia Rishuspo. So the question is, what on earth is Tosa Suffolk? The father should have no right to be able to do it or not. So I want you to get the Svaras as to why it's possible. In Kedushin, Yud Chesem and Beis, Gemara is such a Lashna. Kavish and Nisus ain't lavi rishus, but it's really a mission. In Mem Gimel and Beis and Ksubis, but the Gemara is in Kedushin Yud Chesem and Beis. Okay, so what is the Svar? So I want you to get this. The Shara Melech and the Or Sameach bring up the following Svar, which I thought was beautiful. Since the Gerushin comes from because of Kedushin, and who is Makabal Kedushin? Who is Makabal Kedushin, guys? On behalf of the Ketana David, the father. If the father is Makabal Kedushin, then it's very possible the father, what, has bilis over the Gerushin as well. And that's why he says, even though regarding everything else in Kol Torah Kula, she's out on her own auspices, you follow me? But when it comes to what, marital issues, since he was the one who was Makabal Kedushin, maybe he has the right to Makabal or get. And that's what the Shar HaMelech and Dor Sameach say it. However, David Pavarsky and Oshin and Tess says a little bit differently. He says the fact that the daughter's Yotzim Rishus Aviyah bin Isuin, that's because she went into Rishus of her husband. And maybe that's only the things that she goes in, that's only for the matters that she goes into Rishus Baiwa. But for matters of Kabbalah Saget, she's not Yotzim Rishus Av. There's a David Pavarsky says it a little bit differently. You're right. The daughter's Yotzim Rishus Aviyah because she goes into Rishus Baila. But there are certain things that won't go into Rishus Baila, namely the Kabbalah Saget. So the Kabbalah Saget, she stays Rishus her father. Plus the fact you could add on, because of the Nisuin, the Schuyus of the father blow up, but a get, which is received against her will, is not a Schuyus that could blow up from her. It's not a Schuyus, you know what I'm saying? The reasons why she gets out of the reshuses of her father, because they're positive things. Getting divorced against her will is not a schus. You follow me? So maybe only things of schus blow up out of the father's reshus. You know what I'm saying? But things that are not of the genre of schus, who says they blow up and go out of his reshus? Maybe they remain. That's the sad to say that maybe the father can be makabel. Okay? That's what David Pavarsky, correct. Yes, that's his own shot. Yes, so we're saying three tzvaras, basically. The first tzvar is Shar HaMelech and Dor Sameach that are saying that since the Geirus is coming from his Kedushin and the father had rights to the Kedushin, maybe he has rights to the get, even though regarding other things not. The other two tzvaras from David Pavarsky are is that the bottom line is the Bas is Yotzim Rishus Aviyah because she goes in the Rishus of her husband. But that's only regarding the things that go into the Rishus of the husband. Kabbalah said that get does not go into the Rishus of the husband. So it remains by the Rishus of the father. Plus the fact, you can also point out as far that maybe only schuyos, privileges, good merits, are the blow up from the father's Rishus. But being receiving the get by Korach is not a schus that you could say lends itself to be exploded from the father. It remains by the father. Okay, excellent. Very good, guys. I couldn't hear you. The first svar in Pinchas is that Gerushin comes from the Kedushin that he received. So he has governing rights in that area. The first answer is that the reason why she leaves her father's Rishus, she goes to whose Rishus? She goes to the husband's Rishus. Right? That's the reason why they're pukka, because they go to someone else's Rishus, namely not the father, now it's the husband. But there are certain things that don't go to the husband's Rishus. So if they don't go to the husband's Rishus, keep them by what? Keep them by the father. Namely what? They stay by the father. That's the din. Okay? Namely, they stay by the father. Okay? Fine.
So why is somebody, since a get is considered to be by her father, he'll be able to accept that?
Yeah, that's not something that goes to the husband at this point. That's not something that goes to the point, the father at this point, which is only Arison, right? Remember, only talking about there's Arison, right? This is Mekabel Git, this is all before the word Nises, correct? Yeah? In the line in the Mishnah. Okay. Very good. Let's go weiter now in the Taisus. Go ahead. Let's go. What do you say, Simi? Venire?
Here at Lemori, Rabbeinu Yitzchak.
Yes. Who's the Re?
To be Shemi says, Eina av yokla kabal aget, afilu yikdara.
Period. So it's Masha from the Re that what? Once she gets married, the father cannot what? The father cannot mekabel aget, even if she's a ketana. He says very plain and simple. You got me? Simi, Tosfos has a suffix. And what does the Re say? The Re says, once the father, once she gets married, the father, you're not mekabel aget. Go ahead, and maybe Raya.
Maybe Raya, Mehadin
Kav, Yishambi, Levito Kana, Bishanit, Yishambi, Vesechus Trumas, Periches. Go ahead, Dachi. A woman that's eating truma, and they tell her that what, your husband's dead, oh gir shucha, or he divorced you. Go ahead, chen what? An evik knani that's eating truma v'chule, and then they tell him your master's dead. He had no kids, or what? Or the master freed him. So you're eating truma what when you're not supposed to be eating truma? Both the woman is her husband's dead. She had no kids. Remember, we learned in Dalman, she had no kids, right? Or the Eved Knaini, the master had no kids, so therefore you lose your schus of eating truma. So what are you eating the truma for? So what does Rabbi Elazar say? What are you eating the truma for? Remember we learned on Dalman Afti, you have to say they had no kids, right? Remember we said that? Ben, they have no kids, otherwise the hetter resumes, right? We're talking about Eved Knaini of a Kohen, or a wife of a Kohen. They say that what, your husband died, husband divorced. So what are you eating the truma? You're eating the truma b'shogeg. You lost your privilege now. You have to assume you had no kids from Dal Manav. Remember we learned at the beginning of the year? We had that whole shtickle turn about the Ambati or two. You remember that with the Taisvus? So what does Rebbe Eliezer say? Mechayev what? Excuse me, Rebbe Eliezer Mechayev. You have to pay the principal and you have to pay an extra fifth, which is really a fourth. Remember we always say it's a fourth? It's 25%. Go ahead, Rebbe Shua.
Rebbe Shua Poter.
He doesn't call that shogeg. He says it's an onus. Ukamra Allah Gemara. What does Yushalmi say?
Nicha
meis bailach. You're not always with your husband. It's possible you didn't know the husband was dead. So I can understand a scenario of eating the truma, continuing the truma. I'll go ahead. However, Girshcha. Wouldn't she know she's divorced? She's the one who receives the get. So what does Gemara Yushalmi answer? Rabban Amren.
Rabban Amren, Mishnah Rishona.
Oh, what's Mishnah Rishona mean? What is the Mishnah Rishonah? Where's the Makar and Shas? Nun Zion Manaf in the Mishnah, Ksubas. Before they made the Xeran, Arusa can marry a what? Arusa marries a Kohen, eats Truma, even though it's before Nisuan. It's a Mishnah and Ksubas. On Nun Zion Manaf, that's what you got to know. Mishnah Rishonah means before the Xeran was.
It says right here in the front.
Yeah, Nun Zion, right? It's Nun Zion. Yes? It says Mishnah Rishonah. Nun Zion Amaf, the Lashon of Mishnah Rishona. Okay?
What Mishnah says.
Yeah, the Lashon I think is even used, no?
Yeah.
Yeah, Zu Mishnah Rishona, exactly. Nun Zion Amaf, go ahead. Oh, the Avia. Exactly. So, in other words, since the Arusa was eating Truma, she's not the one who's Makabal again. Who's Makabal again? The father, so she didn't know that she was divorced. She's still chomping on it. So that's one scenario. Go ahead. Okay, wasn't around. Go ahead. Vareb Elazar Amari. What's Mishnah Achrona? That there was a Xer, you can't eat till Nisuin. So Tipater, what does Tipater mean? Mishani, it's a Lashon Yushalmi of Mishani. And the Bavda means answer. Tipater is Yushalmi saying answering. Tipater, go ahead. She said. She said he appointed a shliach to receive the get. That in 10 days, the shliach will come out. She get there, and the get will be a get. Go ahead. Vayelo what? What'd you say?
Mishnah Achrona
is the Mishnah and Zion that says that Gzeru was made. After the Gzeru was made. Go ahead. Same Mishnah says based in Shalacharein Amro, Lashon and Mishnah. That's known as the Mishnah Achron. Go ahead. Tipater again, read again. Shomru lo. Matzah sus. The husband found a horse. Rats. He found the horse and he ran to get, got there in 5 days. So she's expecting the get to be delivered in 10 days, David. And the get's delivered in 5 days. So meanwhile, for the 5 days, she's eating truma. Go ahead. So therefore, why is that a good answer? How is that a good answer? So we just developed the scenario that what? She doesn't eat the truma until she's nesuin. So like you said, why doesn't she know about it? She's the one who receives the get. No, the case is we dig up a case where she appointed shliach l'kabbalah and then she's still chomping on the truma for those 5 days. We had to stand on her head and give this crazy case. Right? Go ahead. Now that we stood on our head to establish the Mishnah in a crazy case like the Mishnah Achrona, who could go on, Shomer Yiskabel Chule, and take a horse and he gets there in 5 days, below what? Just say that. She's a Ketana, she's an Asua, and the father's Makabel again. He's not with her. There it is. You see, the fact that Yushalmi did not give that simple case, David. You show beferish, please get it down, that a father cannot be mekabel again for his katanas in the sewer. Otherwise, you shaman to give that simple case. Shaman's got to stand on his head to give this crazy case. You got like a racehorse. You know what I mean? You find a racehorse, you get there in 5 days.
Can you explain that case again?
Yes, the case is she appointed a shliach kabbalah to receive her get for her, and she thought she only wants a get to take effect in a certain place, place X. That place takes 10 days for the husband to get there.
Wait, the husband is giving her a get?
The husband is giving her a get. Shliach kabbalah represents the woman.
Why does she need shliach kabbalah?
That was the case. That was the case. She doesn't go, right. She doesn't go. The Shliach HaKabbalah will receive the get on her behalf. That's what the Shliach HaKabbalah means. So she thinks it's going to be 10 days till the husband gets there. She said place X. What'd you say? Yes, that's how she's eating truma. So she thinks she has another 10 days to eat truma. The husband takes a horse and gets there in 5 days. The divorce took place 5 days earlier. Meanwhile, she chomps out truma another 5 days. When she's a Zara, she can't eat truma.
Yeah.
That's a terrible thing. So that's the case you pay here in Vachomish. Why did the Ashami have to stand on its head for this nutty case?
You wouldn't know that case.
Just say the father can be a Kabbalah get for a Ketanah's Nisu, and he's not there, and she won't know.
You wouldn't know that case is true if you weren't saying it.
What do you mean you didn't know what case? That case is Pashut. It's a Pashut case. It's a Pashut case, no Chiddush in it. That's what Tos is bothered by. Why'd you have to give such a far, far crazy case? Say simple that the father's makabel to get for his katana, who's not near him, and that's it. Must be, since Yushami had a stand on its head, must be halacha lemaisa that what? That the father cannot be makabel to get for katana nesua, she's out of his auspices and done. So Tos is maskana is what? He has started with a suffix, and what is his maskana from Reina Rabbeinu Yitzchak, the read? That what? He brought a raya from what? From the Yushalmi that says explicitly he wants to be medayik, that a father cannot be mekabel to get for the nesua. Plain and simple. Done. You got it?
Yeah.
That's Toshishit. Now we're going to investigate now 5 different Rashis and Shas. 5. I want you to get them all. What Rashi Sheet is. Okay? David, I want you to get them down. Okay? I actually have 5 markers. Unbelievable. 5 Rashis, 5 Rashis. 5 Rashis, 5 markers. There are 5 Rashis on this Shaila, okay? Notice the Rebbe Akiva Eiger. Notice the Rebbe Akiva Eiger. You see how he says, look in Rashi Nevamos and Rashi in Sanhedrin. Before we do that, I want to look at Rashi later on in Kedushin on Mem Gimel and Beis. You guys got it? Take a look. Mem Gimel and Beis. Let's get it quickly. Adam, you got it? 5 Rashis on this Shaila. Okay? Not 4, but 5. Rashi on Mem Gimel Amud Beis, okay, writes explicitly, Dibur HaMaskil, Hi V'Aviha. You got it? Hi V'Aviha, look inside. Hi V'Aviha, O Hi, O Aviha, Hi. Shai Gedoli, Vesh Lo Yad. V'Ramad Torah V'Nasim B'Yodav. Aviha Sha Torah Zichta Lo L'Kabal Kiddushah V'Iskish Yitzia L'Avaya. Yes? And he says, "V'dafka nara avaktana avia velohi, v'dafka mina erison avamina nesuin he velovia." The Shemini says, "Ain lavi rishuspa." So Rashi and Mem Gimel, what'd you say?
That seems to be referring to nara.
No, it's katana. Said it explicitly. Said it explicitly. He's talking about katana.
He didn't say explicitly, but it seems...
He said, Akhtana, Avia, Velohi, Vidavka is going on Akhtana, Ben. Vidavka, Min, Aresin, Ava, Min, Esuin, by Akhtana. I understand, but I'm saying that piece at the end when he says Ava, Akhtana, from Aval to the end of the Rosh, he's talking about Akhtana. Ava, Akhtana, Avia, Velohi, Vidavka, Min, Aresin, Ava, Min, Esuin, He, Velo, Avia, right? Shani says, En, Avia, Rishuspa.
Vidavka could be going on both. Also be going on in
there. Okay, it could be, but for our purposes, it's Domaktana.
It's
definitely Domaktana. Yeah. So Rashi, let's get it. Bekidushin, Bidaf what? And Gimel and Beis, Rashi, Avia, Lo Mekabel. Done. Avia, what is the topic? Avia, Mekabel, Get, Liktana, Nesua. Liktana, Nesua. Rashi Shita is Avia Lo Yachol Lekabel in Kiddushin. 1 Rashi. Let's go. 2. Number 2, 2nd Rashi. Okay? Rashi and Ksubis, Mem Vavim and Beis. Zok Rashi. The Ksubis, Mem Vavim and Beis. Poshup Shad. There might even be six Rashis here. If you want to get it 100%, get everything clear. Rashi and Ksubis Menvavim and Beis says Beferish the same thing. Okay? Rashi and Ksubis Menvavim and Beis says the same thing. Now we're dealing with a situation of to find the exact Rashi, but that's what Rashi says. Okay? Rashi says the same thing. Okay? That Akhtana Nesu is not good. Menvavim and Beis, shoot this Rashi. Okay? Right? You got it? Mekabel is Gita, im niskar shem in erisim, mekodim shem bagra. Aval bagra, nise shuvein lavi reshuspa. Okay? He says, yeah, I'm not sure, this Rashi is not beferish, this one I just pointed out. Yeah, it's menvavim and beis. Okay, we got to look around which Rashi it is. He says here in the Dvar Yaakov, ken kasher Rashi b'ksubis, menvavim and beis. I'm not sure at this point where I see the Rashi b'ksubis, but let's write it down. He says, "Makabla's Gita in Iskarshim in Erison." Is that a good deal? Maybe. Maybe that's the Rashi. Rashi and the Mishnah, Makabla's Gita, Mem Vavim and Beis. Rashi says, "In Iskarshim in Erison." Why did he say Iskarshim in Erison? Oh, let him say Iskarshim in Anasuan. So it must be that what? That no. Once his Nisus is done, that's the Rashi. Please get it down. Rashi, Ksubis, Mem Vavim Beis cannot. Tana Nisua, you're done. Rashi, the Ksubis. The daf men vav, amid beis. Okay? Hopefully Rashi Shem nachas from us. We're going through all the Rashi's and Shas. Okay? Avia lo yachol lekabel. From Tana Nesuah. The Diuk and Rashi is because Rashi is Erison. Discarshim and Erison. Let's get it. Ben, you got me? Discarshim and Erison. Okay. Comes along Rabbi Kivager. David, you got it? You're getting it down? Rabbi Kivei Rabbi Yaz points out Rashi and Yevamos and Rashi and Tanenda. Let's go. Rashi and Yevamos, Kuf Tesem and Aleph. Let's go. What does Rashi say in Yevamos, Kuf Tesem and Aleph? I have it here. Zok Rashi. Says Rashi, Ketanesh Yisi Aviyah Mil Nishkarsh Bekatnusa Vekibel Aviyah Gita. Can I perek now Rashi Spasa? Oh no. Rashi says Vekibel Aviyah Gita. It's good. Rashi B'Yavamah says it's good. Thugging. Rashi says it's good. Yochol. Rashi and Ksubis. Yochol HaKabal Gita. Rashi, I'll read it again. Rashi B'Yavamah B'Daf Kuf Tes. Yochol LeKabal. Okay? Original Lashon again, Pinchas. You with me? K'tanish Yisiyah V'Yav Nishkarsha B'Kadusa V'Kibal Avia Gita. I mean, you can't get any pasha than that, yeah? It's talking about Erishin. Okay? Maisa, it's Beferish. Nux Rashi. Sanhedrin Daf Samach Tes. Got it ready? Rashi B'Samach Tes. Got it ready? Rashi says, unbelievable. B'Daf Samach Tes. He says, same Lashon. What Dibra Maskel is it? The Daf Samach Tes, yeah? They changed the Daf Samach Tes, correct. What the Ramaskal is it? Kona. The Ramaskal Kona. Says Rashi. Ah, Kona Liosh Litamal Yatsis Beget Belochlusu Bavachi Kabo Avias Gita. There it is. Same thing. Rashi Tzanhedrin says Yochol. What Daf? Daf Samach Tes. Rashi B'Sanhedrin. The Daf Samach Tes. How many Rashi do we have so far?
Four.
Two say yes, two say no. No? Two say yes, two say no. There's a fifth one. Where's the fifth one? Rashi where? Rashi and Ksubis B'Daf Ayin Gimel. This is not well known. The four are well known. But Rashi and Ksubis B'Daf Ayin Gimel are not well known. Rashi seems to say there, Aviyaz Mekabel Gita. There is a Rashi that seems to say that the father's Mekabel the get. Okay, which Dibra Maskil? Have to find this Rashi in Ayin Gimel and Beis. We have to find it. But Rashi seems to imply in Ayin Gimel and Beis the father's Mekabel the get. Okay? We have to find the Rashi. Blinet, we have to find it, okay? But it's on Daf Ayin Gimel and Beis. He seems to say that it's Mekabel. Okay? So the Maharam Shif, get it down. Let's write it down. Rashi and Ksubis. The Daf Mem Gimel. You know what? You want to run and give me a big Ksubis? So we'll look in the Maharam Shif real quick. Please. Rashi and Ksubis. Rashi and Ksubis says, Mataf, Ayin Gimel and Beis, says Yochel. So it's 3-2, as Ben said, right? 3-2, it seems like. Rashi and Ksubis seem to say, Ketan and Nesua, the father can mekabel again. The Maharam Shif says, Estira Berashi. The Maharam Shif says, Estira Berashi. And the Rebbe Cholon Vasim in the Kobet Shirim Ksubis, Oshresh Men Vav, says that Rashi and Dafayin Gimel is a mistake. Rashi and Bistubis and Dafayin Gimel is a mistake. Okay? Because once she gets Nesua, she's done. Ein Rishusba. But the ghost Mordechai Gittin quotes Yerushalmi that it is written like what? It's written like Rashi. Thanks a lot. Okay, please get this down, Pinchas. We said that the Maharam Shif and Ksubis Mem Vav Beis Eskestirin Rashi, Rabbi Chanan says, and Reish Mem Vav in the Kobet Shirim that the Rashi, the Ramban says the Rashi is a mistake. This is Rashi and Dafayin Gimel is. Because once you get Smir, Ein Lavi Rishusba. But if you look in the ghost Mordechai, he quotes Yerushalmi's mash like Rashi, that the father's Makabal again. I don't know what Yerushalmi, because Yerushalmi we just quoted said what? Said no. You know what I mean?
The Rashi and Ayin Gimel said, which way? Said that
Rashi and Gimel says Yochel. Right. Rashi and Ayin Gimel says Yochel. Now, did this have separate Maharam Shif? Maharam Shif's in the back, right?
Then what did we say after that?
Well, we said that Rabbi Chanan, Maharam Shif said it's a stira. And Menvav and Beis to the Ksubis Ayin Gimel. Because Menvav and Beis is one where he says no. So Rabbi Chanan quotes the Ramban and says, Ayin Gimel, Rashi is a mistake. But the truth is, the Ghost Mordechai Gittin says, Yerushalmi seems to say like Rashi. Let's see if we can find the Maharam Shif.
The Rabbi Chanan points out a Ramban that says,
Yes. Ayin Gimel is a mistake. Is the Maharam Shif in these fancy ones separate? Or is it in the... No, it's separate. Yeah, that's what I thought. Menvav and Beis... Says the Maharam Shif, he points out the stira. Oh, unbelievable. Ayin Gimel Beis. Modim Chacham L'Rabbi Lazar. Modim Chacham L'Rabbi Lazar. Where does it say Modim Chacham L'Rabbi Lazar? Says here, Modim Chacham L'Rabbi Lazar. Oh, please get it. Rashi, Ayin Gimel Beis. Get it down, Pinchas. Get it. You with me? So he points out a stira. You got me? The Maharam Shif points out, we found the Rashi, Baruch Hashem. Thank you for getting the Ksubis. Okay? And the Ramban quotes, it's a mistake, this Rashi and Ayin Gimel Beis. But the Ghost Mordechai says, no, Yerushalmi's master like Rashi. Which Yerushalmi? We're asking, which Yerushalmi? These Tosfos quote Yerushalmi that says no. So how are we going to answer this theorem? 3-2. What is it like? Playoffs? What is this, the playoffs, Ben? Lav de lav dolus. So playoffs, the best of five? Are you kidding me? Come on. No more best of fives, though. In the NBA, no more? Nothing? All best of seven. When I was your age, it was best of fives. Go ahead. You got what I'm, you hear what I'm saying?
Yeah, the Ghost Mordechai is much more like the Rashi on Ayin Gimel Beis.
The Ghost Mordechai says you can do it, yeah. But he quotes Yerushalmi.
He quotes Yerushalmi, though.
That says you can, right. Like Angulus. I'm just pointing out, the touch quote of Yerushalmi says, if I care. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's our horror. Okay, so how are we going to solve this theorem? Let's get it. The Tarak Doshim. So how do you solve this theorem? There's nothing like the Simchas HaTeve. I made this potato. So the answer says the Shar HaMelech. He's Ma'arich in the theorem in Rashi. He's not four Yosef, but five. He quotes B'Shem Namar on Padova that when Rashi says that it's good, he's talking about who? A Katana. Shinishkarsha. When Rashi says it's bad, it's talking about a Nara. But it's a little bit difficult because there's a Gemara, I don't know if you guys did in Bikias, on them Dalin and Beis and Kedushin, it seems not to distinguish between a Ketana and a Nara. That's what the Chazanish is Mochiach. So I want you to get that Svar, that Chiluk is difficult. What'd you say?
Yeah,
The answer is when the three Rashis say it's good, it's talking about a Ketana Nesua. Then the father's Mekabla get. But when the two Rashis that say the father can't do it, that's talking about a Nara Nesua. Okay? It's a clear answer. The problem is, the Sharmel says there's a Gemara later on, and then Dalam is, it's Mashman, there's no difference between a Ketana Nara. Chazanish points out the same problem.
When Rashi says it's good, i.e., that the father can be Mekabla?
That's by a Ketana Nesua, correct. By a Ketana Nesua. The Ma'arit, Rabbi Kivegar, they all say the same difference. Dafka Ketana that the father Mirov is Mekabla get, not a Nara. Okay? Fine.
He's saying that that Rashi that we saw and then came up with Bez is actually talking about Nara. Is that what he's saying?
Yeah, that must be what he's saying.
That's what you have to say, yeah. That's what, remember I was saying to you, you were wrong, but you say that's the answer. I'm wrong. Comes out the answer is that I'm wrong. Based on this answer, you have to read the Rashi. Remember I told you, the Dafka Nara? No, you read it like you said. So I was saying to be an issue, you were wrong, Ben. No, I'm wrong now. Ben's right. The way the answer you want to say it is when it says Avaktana Aviv Lohi, when it says Vidavka, it's going back on Nara. Davka mina Erisim. Avamin and Asuin Aviv Lohi.
But that would mean that
line
says Davka mina Erisim would mean that only by Erisim the father accepts.
By a Nara.
Is that true? Nara blesses the father.
Yeah, that's a machlois tanoim to Rebuta and the Chumim. In this case right here. Ohi, ohi. Rebuta says either one is good. Rabbi Yochanan says within Rebuta. We say Bein hi, Bein aviya. Machlois Rabbi Yochanan Shlokish. Yes. That's correct. A Nara min Erison is considered to be a Maisa, is considered to be good. So Machloik is by Gerishin. But Kedushin, Diviakal, Aviv Elohi. By Kedushin, so we say, we learned that in the beginning of the year. We said Aviv Elohi. But by Gerishin, Lamaisa, yes. Definitely Lamaisa is one sheet that says the father's good. Okay? So you're right, Ben. It's a good horror. Very good. So it turns out at the end of the day, you see, there's a whole sugya on Memdalin and Beis. You really got to go through. It's very germane. Why the Gemara didn't give this teretz? The Gemara could have given a teretz that the father's makabel to get. The Gemara doesn't give such a teretz. There's a whole pilpul in that sugya why it didn't. But for suffice, we don't have to get involved with it, Lamaisa. But suffice it to say, I want you to know this mahalik, that there are five Rashis, and you could solve them by being machalik in that way. Okay? So Rashi definitely chimes in on this topic of Taisus in a very strong way. You know what we have to do tomorrow? I want to look up Yushami, which Yushami is referring to. Okay? Because we're pointing out Taisus quoted a different Yushami. What did you say, Pinchas? Couldn't hear you. What?
Chazon Ish points out that a Memdal and a Biz seems to not be a distinction.
Exactly. Correct.
And who brought this distinction? Rabbi Kivegar?
Yeah, the Shara Melech, Rabbi Kivegar, all the Gedolah from the Ma'arit, Rabbi Kivegar, they all say this Chiluk. Okay? Shara Melech, Ma'arit, Rabbi Kivegar. Okay, excellent. Okay, now there's another, that's the first major mahalach I want to do from this Taisus. There's another major mahalach that's very chashuv.
Is there another answer?
Okay? No, that's the answer I want to give. Okay? There's another major mahalach that I want to emerge from this Taisus. It really relates to something in Sefira Zohimer. But, alright, let's see. Let's see, Lamaisa, if we'll, let's say it over. Okay? There is a shayla, because I want to begin some of the Taisus. Well, let's see. And maybe we'll continue another type of sphere. Sermon. What's bothersome in this Yushalmi that Tosas quoted? You guys tell me. What's bothersome? The Yushalmi gave a case where she appointed a shliach lekabbalah to for a gerushin, which that itself is a chiddush. You see that a ketana can appoint a shliach. No, that's a bit of a chiddush unless the father appointed it for her. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? That's a bit of a chiddush I'm pointing out right now. You follow what I'm saying?
How can a father appoint her shliach to accept the get if he can't?
You're right. So it has to be that she can. So you have to be that she appointed the shliach, which is interesting, okay? Which is number one point. But what I want to bring out here is what does it say here in the Yushalmi? That according to one Tana, she has to eat. She has to pay, no?
Yeah, yeah.
When have you ever found a Tana and a cut in Schaivan Onshin? It's a bomb kasha, guys. That's a bomb kasha. You missed the whole thing. I would have missed it. I missed it. But Lamaisi, what are you talking about? What'd you say? Yeah, according to Beleza. What do you mean, Chayv Karen Lachom? She's a Ketana. It's a Pella. No, it's a Bam Kasha.
Also, isn't this an onus?
Couldn't hear you.
This is also.
Okay, that's maybe Rabbi Yeshua holds, but within Rabbi Lazar, make it tasty that she's Chayv. Everyone says a Ketana is not Chayv an Onshin or a Cotton. You hear this Kasha? I missed this Kasha. I should have asked it myself. I was upset at myself, I didn't ask this. The Chizuk Shlomo asked this Kasha. You know the Chizuk Shlomo's in the background of Shlomo of Vilna. The Parat Yosef asked this Kasha. Pnei Yeshua, the Ma'arit, Atzvos Yosef. All the classical Gedol Achronim and this Tosfos ask the kasha. It's a bomb kasha. What are you talking about her paying Keren V'chomer? She's a Ketana. Ketana's not Chayv and Onshin. So they say like this. They say like this. You know what they say? They say that Tosfos talking about he married her off when she's a Ketana. She eats the Truma when she's a Nara and heard about that her father received a divorce when she's a Ketana. That's a real stretch, no? But that's what they say. I want you to get it down. The father married her off when she's a Ketana. She ate the Truma already when she's a Nara, not when she was a Ketana. And she heard about that her father was Mekabel Get while she was still a Ketana. So she was eating the stuff when she was a Nara. That's why she's punished. Okay, that's a bit Chiddush. But that's maybe that's how they want to read the Taisus.
So the guy just let her eat the Truma the whole time?
I don't know. Maybe he wasn't around the father, you know?
No, but even the husband.
Or maybe he wasn't around either. Maybe he doesn't care. He divorced her. That's not such a difficult problem. Maybe he wasn't around, or he also delivered a get to a shliach. Could be, or maybe he doesn't care. But the chiddush, that's who I want you to get that okimta down. You got it? That's what they all answer. That's what they all answer.
She heard that what?
Then she heard that the father was makabel the get when she was a ketana, before she was a nara. But she was chomping on the truma when she was a nara. So therefore she's chayiv. Okay. It's a very far, I don't know if it's far-fetched, but you have to read a lot into Taisus to say that was the case, into the Yushalmi, no? Without the Yushalmi embellishing what it is. Okay, but nonetheless, I was thinking, and this opens the door, I have a whole mahalach on this. That's why I might be connected a little bit to Sfiras Omer. It is, but I don't know if we'll have time to get to it. But what? How do you view the maisim of a katan or a ketana in halacha? What's the chakira? What's the chakira you view of a maisim of a katan? Is a mice of a katan a zero? Or how do you say it, David? That the mice of a katan is a mice aver with a ptur onshin, but you can't punish him. That's the shaila. How do you view a katan? Do you view a katan as what? Mice of a katan. How do you view the mice of a katan? Is a mice of a katan ain't a mice of bichlal? It's not a mice at all? Or do you say it's registered as a mice of? But there's a p'tur onshin. Maisa, achein, p'tur onshin. You're not punished for your acts, not culpable for your acts. Okay? You got me? So that's the shaila. So I want to bring you three rayas that katan's maisa registers. Okay? Number one raya. Rashi and Baba Kama on Sadi Chesem and Beis says that when a katan burns a shtar of someone, he has to pay when he becomes a gadol. Sadi Zion, I think it's Sadi Zion and Beis. Or Sadi Chesem and Beis. Rashi Bibabakami. We're really learning the keys in Rashi's today, huh? Put him on the list. Baruch Hashem. Schus. Baruch Hashem. Rashi is what? What daf? I think Rashi is on, Rashi talks about a case of burning a shtar. And for some reason, he says you burned it when you're a katan, you're chayv to pay when you're a gadol. It's a very, very interesting Rashi. But you know who made the Rashi famous? The Agos Rashi and Baba Kama Daf Pei Zion. Okay? On Daf Pei Zion. Unbelievable. I found it. Baruch Hashem. Baba Kama Sadi Ches Amud Beis, the Ramask of Akfe Raf Ram L'Ravashi. Listen to this. Shesarif Shtarchara Bialduso. What's Yalduso mean? When he was a cotton. The cotton burned the star of a Malvu who was owed $100,000, and the guy burns the star. So you have to pay when you become a Gadol. Who made this famous? The Ghost Ashri and Baba Kama Pei Zion quotes, if a cotton throws a football through a window, when he's a cotton, he breaks it, he has to pay when he becomes a Gadol. So you see the mice of a cotton registers, he's putter from Onchi, he has to pay when he becomes a Gadol. That's the first Mar Malkum. Number two. So I'm going to write down Rashi Shehizik. Rashi Shehizik, number one.
So why?
Katan Shehizik, Rashi ben Baba Kama.
So would that imply that all cases where we say a katan is pater me'onchin, it's only while he's a katan, but then when he goes up to his gadol, he's going to be chayv?
He's Rashi's talking about Nezikin. What is it, Sadi Zion, we said? Yeah. The Ghost Hashim made it famous.
But that's Dafka by Nezikin.
Yes, Dafka only counts by Nezikin. But you see that it's registered. Okay? Now listen to this. The Rambam and Hilchos Isuri Bia says, what's the din of a cotton's ball, a shifra harufo? Amazing case. I think it's in Perek Gimel. It was a suri bia. What does the Rambam say? What's the case of a cotton? What's a shifra harufo? We've said it before, remember? You have a woman who's bought off the slave market by two men, and they give her mikveh. She's chayvin mitzvahs like a she's half Jewish, like a Jewish woman. Yes? She's half Jewish. What happens? Then one of them releases her. One of them releases her, right? Frees her, and one guy retains ownership. The guy that retains ownership marries her off to a third guy. Then she's mezana with a fourth guy. That fourth guy was a cotton. You got the case? So what was the split ownership? The cotton that's boel is chayv a korban asham shifcha harufa. Asham shifcha harufa, we say in the name of and what she chayv malchus. The problem is he's a cotton. So the Ravid says it's ridiculous. He's not chayv anything. You know what the Ram says? He chayv when he's a god, when he becomes a godel. Even though the Aveira was done when he was a what? A boy. That's a second maramakum. It's in Isuri Bia. Yeah, I'll be chayv a korban. The Ravid says it's nuts. He did it when he was a cotton. How can you tell me you're chayiv at all? What'd you say? He says it's not shayach. Halacha
l'maisa. It makes sense. He
shouldn't. He's a cousin. He's not. Ah, Perek Gimel, halacha yadalit. No, Perek Gimel, halacha yadzayin. Listen to this. Ben Teisha Shana v'yom echad. 9-year-old guy, because less than 9 is not a bia halachically. Hayat ben teisha shonim yom echad shabo shivcha harufa he loka v'hu may be korban v'hu shetia gedola she has to be gedola ubula bertzona kamo shebiarnu sheina ish chayev korban actually chayev he malchus shenemar what does it say bekoras tia v'evi zeshomel so Rambam says that he's chayev a korban. Suck the Ravid, Venteja Shonim, Kosa Ravid's ass, just Shibush. What does Shibush mean? It's a mistake. Shalomatsinu Cotton Bar Onshin, the Corbin Zemin Onshin, who? Vikamo Kane Petura, Tahikshu Adadi, Vachi Yisub Akrisis. Please get that in Pinchas, you got it? Ramam is where? Perek Gimel, Olachi Yud Zion.
Wait, can we really say that
yes.
A 9-year-old wanted to do it willingly?
What'd you say?
Can we really say that a 9-year-old wanted to do a misandra willingly?
Well, he'll be chayav a korban for his actions. Good point. You point out.
For his actions, but
yeah.
What if he was forced?
Well, let's assume he wasn't forced, Lamais.
Assume he wasn't forced, but why would a 9-year-old want to do that?
I don't know. He's a mischievous boy.
See, 9-year-olds don't think that way.
Okay, it's a chiddush. So, I mean, the Pashup Shad is right. We hold like the Ravid. Cut and boil, I'll shift the harufa. You're making a good point. Poshup Shad is we all like the Ravid. I'm just pointing out these Dharma Koros and Rishonim that say Amaisav a cotton registers. And what's number three? The Ramah in Hilchos Shabbos. In Simon Shin Mem Gimel, Norah Chaim says if a cotton turns a light on Shabbos, Tov Lasos Tshuva L'Shiyagdol. L'Shiyagdol. When you become a Gadol. Okay? Because it does register. Now, you're right. You
can't tell someone to go.
Yeah, in other words, you suggest when it becomes bar mitzvah, klap al chet for all the averes you did in your akutin. So you see that it does register. Just potter from onshin. So I want to tie in, this is what I was thinking, guys. Okay? I was thinking you could put this on the list. Put what on the list? You could put our tosis on the list that quotes this Yerushalmi. Because according to Rabbi Lazar, she's eating the truma when she didn't know what? That she was divorced. She had no kids. Yes? Put it on the list. Why is she chayev? She's chayev when she becomes a gedola. That's what I was thinking. I wanted to put artosis on the list. How you like that? No, it's a vort, no? Okay? Tosos Shalanim. Let's write it, number four. Yeah, what do you say?
I was just curious. If a gedola asks the katan to turn the light on Shabbos.
Yes.
Since the katan is not considered 100% a shliach because it's less than a...
Right.
Less than the bar mitzvah, obviously. So,
right.
So who's going to be chayav for it?
Well, you'll be over. You're over being machshel the cotton, but according to this, the cotton will have to do tshuva when it becomes a gadol. Correct. Well
so
said.
It's not going to be more like when the cotton becomes 13. He was considered a shliach, and it'll be you.
Well, no, Afreya Lamaisa, it could be Lamaisa, it could be like a Shli, you know, Lachumra, Midrabanan. Maybe a Rabanan, yes. You'll have to do Aver the Gadol Midrabanan. The Kad's asking a Shliach for the Gadol. Correct. Just like Yeshlichus Lakum. A Goy normally can't be a Shliach, but Yeshlichus Lakum Lachumra, she writes in two places. That's the base of Amir al Nachr. Okay, so I was thinking, you don't have to say that Pshat of the Gadol Achram, which is a beautiful Pshat, but it's a little bit not in Tysis. To say that what? That she got married when the father married off Shikatana. She got divorced from Shikatana, and she didn't hear about it when she's eating all the chum when she's a Nara. You know what I'm saying? You could say like this. If you look in the Chuvas Mari, Mario, Ibn Ezra Suin Memches, he says, I want you to get this down. This is a third shot. That Midi Kapara, Tashlume Truma, Lakuliyama, Yechaiva Kotten. Tashlume Truma, Lakuliyama, Yechaiva Kotten, Shehizik. Pay lichshiagdo, and what's Yushami talking about? What's tashlume truma? Once you get that down, what's tashlume truma? Tashlume truma is a kapara. There's a special din. Certain tashlumin attain a kapara. You know what a kapara means? An atonement. You ever heard of the chiyuv of kofar? Like kofar, right? If you kill, if your shor kills an eved, you got to pay shloshim shol kesef. So it's a pain. If your shor kills a human being, you have to pay kofar. Some in the Gemara's of Machlekes, what's kofar? It's kofar mamona, kenaser, or kufa kapara. Could be that the nature of the payment might attain a kapara, it's special. So that's what he wants to say. Tashlume truma is kapara, a cotton schive in that. That's what he wants to tie in. This is what the Mario wants to say. Mario. Mario wants to say that the tshuva, I'll write it down. The tshuva, kapara, a cotton schive to pay l'shalim. Tashlume truma is kapara. Cotton schive. Mario is this, it's Mario. Mario. The Mario is what Tashlume Truma is a kapara. And therefore a cut is what? Cut is chayim. Okay? Because it's kapara. So it's interesting. I don't know. Why should that be? I mean, on one hand a cut and what? On one hand a cut is not culpable, but I guess you have to say you want him to get as much kapara as possible. I guess. I mean, you could say he's not chayim in anything. Maybe it's a special chiv. Okay. You got this, Chlor? Okay. Did you guys touch the next toast or you didn't?
A little bit.
No, we didn't. A little bit. You want to leave it till tomorrow?
Yeah.
Let's leave it till tomorrow. We've got a long Seder. Let's do Sefira Somer at the end of this year, to the end of this year now. Well, but I want you to, we got to do this toast. I want to move, guys. Okay? We always got to give it to Chlor. So, you know. So we got to do this toast tomorrow. So we have a whole mahalach on it tomorrow. A daf yud test. What'd you say? I don't know. When we finish the daf yud aleph, okay? So it might take us this whole week.
So we can okay? Review?
What'd you say? The following week, yeah, I want to start, definitely. Yeah, I don't know whenever it is, 11th or 12th. I don't know whenever it is, on that Thursday. Okay, so I'd like to start definitely next week, Chazara. So we have a whole week to try to finish. Okay, so we got to move. I don't. Whatever it is, Lamais, they tell you, you know, let's go. The 12th, whatever it is. Okay, let's go. Let's get the Sefiras Omer, guys. Let's get it down now. Okay? Is the mitzvah of Sefiras Omer bizman hazeh, is it midirais or midrabanan? So, there's a machloikus in the Gemara in Menachos on Daf Samech Vav and Aleph between Abaye and Rabbanan Rabbi Ravashi on one hand says the mitzvah to count the days and the weeks. Abaye says, I'm sorry, Amemar says, I'm sorry, I disagree with you. The mitzvah to count the days and not the weeks because of Zechel and Mikdashu. So the simplest interpretation of that Gemara is that maybe it's a machloka straight up whether it's derisa or the Rabbanan is manazet. If it's derisa, you have to count both the days and the weeks. If it's the Rabbanan, suffice it to say you only have to do the days and not the weeks. That's one way of reading the Gemara, according to many Rishonim. Another way of reading the Gemara is what? That they both hold that the mitzvah is manazeh is the Rabbanan. The question is, how much do you have to do with the Rabbanan? Do you have to do days and the weeks, or suffice to say only the days?
I can say the same thing with
Arizah. What'd you say?
Because
Gemara uses a Lashon Zechel and Mikdash. So that's clear that the second sheet they held was the Rabbanan. That there's no doubt about. Okay? So what emerges is, let's get it down. That the Rambam is of the opinion, he says black on white, that the mitzvah of counting the Omer is midiraisa. Okay? I want you to get this down. Rambam holds that Sfira's Omer, Bizman Hazeh, is definitely midiraisa. Now, you can say the Rambam over one of two ways. Now, I came up with a chiddush this year, Baruch Hashem. No matter how many times you say it over, you can always work on something. The way I usually always normally said it is that the Rambam held that the mitzvah of Sfiras Omer is disconnected from the Korban Omer. Korban Omer is offering a second day of Pesach made of barley. We're spiritual animals. Therefore, we eat Michael Behema. We have to work 49 days of the Omer, 49 days of Sharatum, and eradicate a Sharatum. We mentioned on Thursday, I think, no? I'm not sure if we did. Every day you got to work. Especially during this time period. You know, the Ramban has a line that this is a period of Chol HaMoed. It's an unbelievable line of the Ramban. It's a real bridge between Pesach and Shavuos. So, according to the Rambam, simplest pshat of the Rambam is that the mitzvah of Sfiras Omer conceptually is not linked to the Korban Omer. So despite the fact we don't have the Bais HaMikdash, the mitzvah of Sfiras Omer remains d'oraisa. You follow me? That's the simplest beer in the Rambam. You got me? The problem with that is geography in the Rambam. The Rambam would always talk about geography. Right, in this room he used to speak about it for many years. So where does the Rambam place all the halachas of Hilchos Sfiras Omer? Where? Hilchos Tminim Musafim, which is Korbanos. But based on what I just said, it doesn't fit the geography well. You follow me? Okay, so you could say, oh, you know, it's connected somewhat, you know. But it's all, that kash always bothered me. So I found on Friday that Reb Chaim in the stencil has a different beer. You know why he says the Rambam holds it's a mitzvah d'oraisa? Because the Rambam is l'shitaso and hilchos beis habechira pirik vav alachatet vav. The Rambam writes shechina ain't a betela. Remember we've discussed that? The kedushin Yerushalayim is never batal. Once the beis hamikdash was built, the Shem dwelled the shechina there. It's good forever and ever. Even if you hold kitchen rishos lav kitchen lost lavo, that's regarding the rest of Eretz Yisrael. But in the beis hamikdash proper, theoretically, makriven alf bishul abayis. Even though we don't have the structure, if you knew where the makom of the mizbeach was and everyone was tar. And the Navi would tell us, and we wouldn't be rooted for the Jews if we did it, or Nevin Tzal Shlit, the great Gaon, or Rav Gaon Nevin Tzal Shlit, so we couldn't do it because the Arabs would come and attack us, right? For technical reasons, we can't do it. But theoretically, Lamaisa, Shina Eina B'Teila, and Makriv Nalfa Shima Bias, so since we have the ability, theoretically, to Makriv the Omer, therefore the Mitzvah remains Minatayr. But that connects it with the Korban Omer, and that's why the Rambam puts it geographically in Tamina Musafim. You follow what I'm saying? I was so happy on Friday because it answers that question I was always bothered by. But that's a different way of saying over the Rambam. So you can arrive at the Rambam one of two ways. Why it's the Raisa? Simple as we can say it's disconnected from the Korban Omer. Problem is, why is it geographically put there? The other way is no, that it's very much connected. But we don't have the Bais HaMikdash. Yes, we do. Or we have the ability. We don't have the Bais HaMikdash, but we have the ability to makriv the Omer. And therefore, that makes the counting d'oraisa. You got me? That's the Rambam's psak. Therefore, the Rambam, what's the nafkamina that comes out from the Rambam? What's the nafkamina that comes out from the Rambam? Tzarich seis ha-kolchavim. You got to wait till tzeis mamash to count. Cannot count after Shkia. Many shuls count Dab Myra after Shkia and count. They're holding it's the Rabbanim. But according to Rami, it says Kochav and Mamish. According to the Shittas HaRambam. So those are two ways to say over the Rambam. Tosfos and the Ramban argue, and they say that the mitzvah is Mana says only what? The Rabbanim. Why is it the Rabbanim? You guys tell me. Because the mitzvah of Sfiras Omer is an outgrowth of the Korban Omer. Since we don't have the Korban Omer nowadays, the mitzvah downgrades to be the Rabbanim. Yes? Therefore, what's the nafkamina? When can you count? You count Ben Hashmashos, according to them. Ben Hashmashos. What is Ben Hashmashos? You don't marry right after Shkia, it's still Ben Hashmashos. Told Tzitzik Lechavim, you got me? Many shuls follow that. What does the Shulchan Aruch say? Mikra, didn't we hold like Tyson Ramban? That what? That you could count right away after Shkia, because of the Rabbanim. But he says, Yish Medaktakim, like who? Like the Rambam, to wait till Seis Kov Mamish. We in Pesach wait till Seis Kov Mamish. But you can't have tainas on people that do that. Shmikra din it's mutter. So you got this as a critical shiloh. You got it, Ben? There is a third shita, though, you must know about as well. And that's Rabbeinu Yeruchim. Rabbeinu Yeruchim is of the opinion. And it's very striking if you look in the Psukim in Parshas Emor. Rabbeinu Rucham is of the opinion that days are d'oraisa, counting the days. Counting the weeks are the Rabbanan. Sviris Yamin is the Rabbanan. Sviris Shvuas, I'm sorry. Sviris Yamin is the d'oraisa. And Sviris Shvuas is what? Is the Rabbanan. Why? If you look at the Pesukim, it's very striking. The Torah links the counting of the weeks with the Korban. Never links counting the days with the Korban. If you look at the Pesukim, it's very striking. That's what Rabbi Yerucham writes.
It does what? It never links.
The Torah, when you look at the Pesukim about Emor, about the Sviris Omer, it links the weeks with the Korban Omer. Does not link the midst of counting days with the Omer.
Just said that days no, you, the Eresa.
No, you look at the Pesukim. I'll show you. I'll show you tomorrow. I thought Rabbi Yerucham
said that days of the Eresa.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It doesn't link it to the Korban, so it remains the Eresa.
Oh, oh, oh.
Shavuos are linked to what? To the Korban, therefore it's downgraded. He asks why they're not two separate brachas. That's a famous story that a maskil came to the Beis Halevi. And he said, why are you so machmana? So he says, I have seven kulas for you. One of the kulas was that if you miss the weeks, if you miss counting the days, you could count with a bracha 7, 14, 21. He says, I have a kula for you. This guy probably could have cared less, right? But Lomais, that was that they say over, he said over the Rabbi Yerucham, because he held that there was two separate mitzvahs. So he held it, when you come to the 7:14, you can count the bracha for the weeks. It's comical, right? Because he was saying, you're so machmer, he says, I have a kula for you, like the Rabbi Yerucham. Not comical, I mean, serious lomdus, but the guy probably didn't care, you know. He said, I'm not machmer, I'm naker. He says, you're so machmer, I have seven kulas. One of them was the Rabbi Yerucham. So Rabbi Yerucham has this chiddush, the three shittas. Now, it's interesting. So get the nafkamin about when you can count. It's interesting. I don't know how you say it, but in the YU University Haggadah, they used to have it sitting here. Used to be sitting here. You take a look at it, yeah, right here. Like someone was saying, they couldn't even find the library. This was printed in the 80s. They quote in here that the Rav's minig is that he would count Hayom Yom La Omer, Hayom Yom Ba Omer. That's what I do. What's the significance whether you say La Omer or Ba Omer?
Wait, what?
Like today's 12. Hayom Shnemasar La Yomer. La Omer. Then you repeat the whole thing. Hayom Shnemasar Ba Omer. The Rav would say the line twice. Hayom Yom La Omer, Hayom Yom Ba Omer. When I say it out loud in the show, I say La Omer. Quietly, I say Ba Omer. What's the significance of whether you say La Omer or Ba Omer? What is it? I'll tell you why it makes sense. What's the significance? Significance is as follows. They print an article on that to-go thing for Sviris Omer. I wrote something in Sviris Omer. Rabbi Fluke put it together from a shir in the tape that he heard. You know that to-go thing they send out to-go and the Yom Tov? Never saw it? Yeah, there's an article in there about Sviris Omer that I wrote up, that he wrote up based on shirim you heard on the computer. What does it mean? What does it say? La Omer Ba Omer? What does it mean? La Omer Ba Omer. You know what it means? I said this over to Zam Nechemi once. He liked it. What was La Omer? The significance of La Omer is that you're trying to highlight and accentuate that the counting the Omer is generated based on the Korban Omer. La Omer. To the Omer. The Omer is what generates the mitzvah. So that goes well with Tysus and the Ramban. I'm going to write it down. La Omer.
And why is it Ba Omer also there?
Ba Omer just connotes at the same time that the Omer was offered. On the second basis, the mitzvah of counting the Omer started. But they're not conceptually linked. So therefore what? Tois and the Ramban hold it to the Rabbanan, they highlight La Omer. Because the Korban Omer generates the mitzvah. La Omer. The Rambam would say Ba Omer. Now in Shulchan Aruch, you follow me? In Shulchan Aruch, what does it say? What does the Shulchan Aruch say? We said, Mikra, you can count when? At Shkia, right? Yesh Medaktikin. Smashman that he holds like Tyson Ramban, Mikra, like who? That is Trobona. So what should he say? He should say La. In the parentheses, Shulchan Aruch, look it up, it says Ba. You know who asked me that? You know Rabbi Sonniker? He's a Rebbe in MTA. He's an old Talmud of mine. Rav Sonniker. So he asked me, he said, Rebbe in Shir doesn't fit with the Shulchan Aruch. It's in parentheses, Ba Omer. I said, it's a great kasha. I don't know who wrote the parentheses I told him, but it wasn't the Ramah. The Ramah wrote only Hagah.
What does he do in Ishul?
I don't know what he does, but I'll tell you what. There's a fellow in the Kollel, Yisrael Apfel. Do you know him? Yisrael Apfel in the Kollel pointed out to me the base Joseph. It says Lat Omer. That fits exactly what we said.
So wait, what does Nusuk Sfard say? Lat Omer.
What does Nusuk Sfard say?
Nusuk Sfard says Lat Omer, and
that fits beautifully. Nusuk Sfard Lat Omer. Because they hold Mikra Adin, it's considered to be what? Drobonon. The Korban Omer generates it. Bismarck says Drobonon. So you want to highlight it. Fits better.
So Nusuk Sfard is better.
Not that it's better, Lemaisa, but it comes out La Omer, that would fit the Lashon very well. That's the significance of what La Omer and what Ba Omer is. That's the significance. Halach Lemaisa. So it comes out that the Beis Yosef, I didn't know that, but you saw half a point out, the Beis Yosef actually says La Omer. Who wrote the process? I'm not sure. The Ba Omer doesn't fit well. So this leads us to the following now. Let's get it. Okay, Dave, you with me? Are women Mechuyiv, every day, Dave, Arasov, every day, the Ritzifis, the Ritzifis. Well, I don't know if we're going to get to the Mahal of the Rov, we'll have time, but the Shem will get to it another time, the Shem, Nineder. But I want you to get this. Are women Mechuyiv in Sfiris Omer? Yes or no? Well, Rambam says, what?
Technically, no,
Rambam says, excellent. Perik Zayin Alach of Dalad, and Hilfos Tamini was Sofim. Rambam writes Beferish that women are Potter. Because it's time bound from Pesach to Shavuos. Rambam says women are pturus. Farish. Nashim pturos. And who argues?
The Ravid.
The Ramban in the Chedushim and Kedushin. The Ramban in the Chedushim and Kedushin makes a list of mitzvahs that are mitzvahs shishalob bezman groma. And he writes like this. Samech Hei Ayin. What does Samech Hei Ayin stand for? What a Rov Gedol Acharim say? Sfiris HaOmer. So the Ramban says it means a mitzvah Nashim Archayavos. Wow. That's a mitzvah Eshei Shalob is my problem, which is counterintuitive. Some Gedol Acharim say Misamach Hayayim and Seder Avodah. They should say Karbonis every day. But the Rov prevalent of Rov Gedol Acharim say that it means that the mitzvah Sfiris HaOmer is in fact mitzvah Eshei Shalob is my problem. So this fits quite well with the Rabban and Taisus Lashitaso. If the mitzvah Bismana says the Rabbanon because it's connected with the Omer, yes? Why is it, Pinchas, that it's a mitzvah says Yishalob Bisman Gromo? It's on the calendar between Pesach and Shavuos, Simi. Why would you call it a mitzvah says Yishalob Bisman Gromo? So, you know what the svar is? The Divri Yecheskel, the great governor of Yecheskel Bornstein, he had a great-great-grandson, I think. It was a Rebbe named Teir of Bornstein. Do you know what the Divri Yecheskel writes? What generates, is the Korban Omer, is the mitzvah of Sfiris Omer directly linked to time? Yes or no?
No.
No. What generates it? The Korban generates it. A mitzvah Eshesh with Ram Gram is when the mitzvah is directly linked to Zman. If something's an intermediary that generates it, that's not called a mitzvah Eshesh Ram Gram. It's like counterintuitive. But it makes sense. Zman Groma, the Zman has to be garment directly. If the Korban Omer is what generates it, because the Korban's offering the second day of what? Pesach, therefore it generates the Mitzvah Sfiris Omer. That's a Dre. That's a Chad Gad Yaw. That's a Mitzvah Shilob Zman Groma. And therefore that fits well, because I want you to get that down. That's why the Tosfos and Ramban say it's the Rabbanim Zman Zah. Because the Korban Omer really generates it. There is an intermediary step. That's why it's a Mitzvah Shilob Zman Groma. Now this leads us to another machlokes. Are women mechuyiv in kiddush levana?
That is time bound, 100%.
So the Magen Rom says it's time bound and they're potter. Not only that, they shouldn't do it. What's the famous thing that we say about a mitzvah says around groma? If a woman voluntarily does it, does she say a bracha?
Yes.
The Machaber and the Rambam say no. Sephardic women, when they shake a lulav, do not say a bracha. The Ramah and Taisa say yes. But you know what the Magen Rom here says? Al Pikabola, that should not say Kiddush Levana. Because Chava blew out the nearer the world with her Aveira, and she caught it. It was connected to the defamation, the diminution of the moon. So Al Pikabola, they shouldn't do it. On the bottom of the page in Shulchan Aruch, the Chochma Shlomo argues on the Magen Avraham. What does the Chochma Shlomo write? He writes that women are Mechuyiv in Kiddush Levana. The minig is like the Magen Avraham that they're Potter. But he writes women are Mechuyiv. Why? Listen to this sharp svar. He says, what's the classic example of a mitzvah seshe shebizman groma? Lulav. There are only like six of mitzvah shebizman groma. Right? We once said them in shir. Shofar, lulav, What else? Kriya Shema, Tefillin, Tzitzis. I'm missing one, right? One more I'm missing. There's only six mitzvahs as Shema and Krama. We said Lulav and Sukkah. Sukkah is number six. Right, so Lulav, Sukkah. What'd you say?
Only six.
Yeah, you think there's thousands and they're not. It's only six. Lulav, Sukkah, Shofar, Tzitzis, Tefillin. What else did I say? Kriya Shema. Excellent. Okay? Thank you, Yosef. Yeah, I know. If I ask you a bechina, a lot of people there's like 100. There's not 100. There's only six.
Wait, they're not chayav Kriya Shema?
No. It's a mission brought us not tough.
What?
Not shuk tuf for Kriya Shema. Chayav in tefillah because rachmininu. Right?
How can you be chayav in tefillah and not Kriya Shema?
Because Gemara says rachmininu also. Okay? Listen to this though. Okay? Listen. Trying to be growers l'tam l'chacham and l'amdonim. So what is this? You follow this chiddush? What does the Maharsha say women are mechayav kiddush levana? Why? Because he says a lulav is a classic example. A lulav mitzvah is floating in the midair. Theoretically, you can shake a lulav any day of the year. The Torah arbitrarily says, Hashem says, you're going to fulfill on the 15th of Tishrei. You can give me all the drushes from today until tomorrow. Why we shake the lulav in the first day of Sukkot. Okay. But the Torah arbitrarily declares that's the only time you can fulfill the mitzvah. Meaning Zman is external to the mitzvah. It is extrinsic, not true. When it comes to Levana, the time is integral. It is inherent. From day 4 to day 15 of the month, the moon is in a defamed state. It is a pigum state. I know, but the time is integral. It is inherent. It is not extrinsic. It's intrinsic to the mitzvah. Mimele is intrinsic to the mitzvah. That's your lobe is my brother. Zman brother means it's external. It's arbitrary.
Which is not arbitrary.
You follow me?
Because it's only time bound based on those days.
No. I'm saying time bound is when time is arbitrary. When it's extrinsic. That's also counter to that's what Zman brother means. When time is koveya internally, integrally, intrinsically, that's not Zman Grama. That's Shalom Zman Grama. The male women are Mechuyim.
Why would that be Shalom Zman Grama?
Because the word Grama means arbitrarily. The Torah is Kovei arbitrarily.
Time is so important.
No, yes, because think about it. Zman Grama means the time the Torah comes from left field and says, oh, you only can do the mitzvah this time. Then it's the Geirim in an external way. But if time is part of the essence of the mitzvah, that's not called Zman Grama. You're divorced?
Yeah.
So please get this down. If you put together the Ramban with the Divya Chesmo and the Marshal, what emerges to define a mitzvah censorship as mind grama? Put together the Ramban and the Divya Chesmo with this Marshal. To be called a mitzvah censorship as mind grama, the mitzvah's got to be directly linked to time, and time must be an extrinsic element factor. Do you understand what I just said? It must be directly linked to Zman. And number two, the Zman must be an extrinsic atom. It must be an extrinsic element to the mitzvah. You follow me, Ben? If you put together the Divya Chesko with the Ramban, and also what? And also the Marshal. So what emerges here is whether women would be Mechuyev in Sfiris Omer. I mean, Shabri has a line that maybe they'll forget, they shouldn't do it. But in this day and age, we have all the computers, we have things to alarm. Lamaisa. The truth is, if I would ask you, when a woman counts, should she say la or ba? You tell me.
Ba.
Based on what we just said.
Ba.
No.
Damn.
No.
Because
what is ba? Ba just means it's a mitzvah session of Bisman Groma. And therefore women are pterus. So therefore it started at the same time the Korban. La Omer means what? That the Korban Omer generates, it makes it the mitzvah session Shalom Bisman Groma, made of the Rechuyev. So when they count, it's more appropriate, they say La Omer.
So no one
that's what you said? Yeah. I thought you said Ba.
No
okay?
No one should ever say Ba.
Not only he was boxing, and I heard you. I thought,
so no one ever say Ba.
Wait, what about
the
law?
No one should ever say Ba.
Wait, what's the holiday in the middle?
What'd you say?
No one should ever say Ba then.
No, there's nothing wrong with saying it, because according to Shita Zarama, the way we said it, Poshup Shad is that what? It's Ba Omer, it's at the same time. The mitzvah says Sheshib is Man Groma, because Lamais has something at the same time. That was according to our first Mahalach that we said. Just the geography didn't fit so well. According to Reb Chaim Lamais, it's very much connected with the Korban Omer. Ba Omer also, Lamais still makes sense, because it still could be macro theoretically. So it's Ba Omer at the same time, but it doesn't flow from it. You follow me? There's a difference between connecting and flowing, generating it. The Ramban said it generates it to Korban Omer. So even according to Reb Chaim's word, it doesn't generate it.
So you should say both.
You understand what I'm saying? It just makes it the Araisa because I can still do it. You know what I mean? There's a difference, Ben, you follow me, saying, in being able to do it and generate it. According to the Ramban and Taisa, the Korban Omer generates the mitzvah. Therefore, it's matters as the Ramban. According to the Rambam, no. It means since it exists, the ability to make the armor, that makes it what? Midrash. It doesn't mean that what? Conceptually, it's linked to it. It still could be called the mitzvah session of his mind. It's harder to say, though. You follow me? It's much harder to say.
What should we do, Lamaisa?
If you say like Reb Chaim.
What should we do, Lamaisa?
I'd say la and then ba.
What should we do, Lamaisa?
What I just said, la and ba. You want? I mean, I don't oppose what I do on you guys. You can do whatever
I
you want.
I would not do that.
I would like you to. I think it's good that you can do whatever you want. I do la and ba.
Why would you not do
what the sitter says?
Why would I not do it?
Why do people not do that?
Because they don't want to take chumras upon themselves.
It's a
chumra.
It's a chumra.
So it would seem that. See what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying? According to Reb Chaim, it's a little. You have to think about why women are pterus. See, according to my pshat, following Ben and Pinchas, according to the first pshat we said in the Rambam, it's beautiful why it says Magram, women are pterus. Because it's disconnected with what? According to the Rambam, what's the din? It's from Pesach to Shavuos, and that's it. It's on its own, it's a mitzvah. It's not connected with the Korban, you follow me? So you don't have that problem. You understand what I'm saying? There's everyone, you see, according to the first way I said over the Rambam, everyone can agree with the definition of the Yecheskel. Both the Rambam and the Ramban. The only thing is, the Rambam says the mitzvah of Sirius Omer is not connected with the Korban, you follow me? But if it would be, it would be a mitzvah of Shlomo's Magroma. You follow what I'm saying? So I'm saying everyone can agree to that definition of the Divrei Cheskel. The question is the mitzvah Sirius Omer flow from the Korban Omer, or does it not? According to Reb Chaim's pshat, this is what I want to bring out. According to Reb Chaim's pshat, the reason why it's Divrei is because still you have the ability to make the Korban Omer, you'll have to say the Rambam will argue it through the Divrei Cheskel's definition. And we'll say it still can be deemed a mitzvah Eshes Magrama, even though it is connected with the Korban Omer. Who said the Rambam agrees with that definition? That's what you'll have to say. You understand what I'm saying? I'm saying according to the first way we say it over the Rambam, they both agree to the definition. The only thing is, the Rambam says, no, Sirius Omer is separate than the Korban Omer. If it would be flow from it, then it would be Shlomo's Magrama, like the Ramban. Question is it separate or is it not separate? But the way I'm saying it over from the Rambam, that the reason why it's derisive from Reb Chaim is because it is connected with the Korban Omer, because you could still be Makar of the Omer, that means it's connected with it. So why does he turn around and say women are Pteros? Right? Must be, he says, I don't care, even if it's indirectly linked to time, it's still deemed as a what? Mitzvah Eshesh of his mind, Ramah and women will be Pteros. That's the big nafkamina between the first way we said over the Rambam and the second way. Will the Rambam buy that definition of the Divrei Cheskel or not? According to the first way, he could very well buy that definition. Ben, you follow what I'm saying? Whereas according to the second way, no, he will say that's wrong. Even if it's indirectly linked to time, it's still deemed as a Mitzvah Eshesh of Ramah. Okay, we'll stop here. Have a wonderful day, guys. Tomorrow we got to do the toast. We got a lot to do. I want to move. We got to get it. We got to get moving. So everyone's coming for Shabbos here in the room. Cindy's still.